Look, we're in the first of the seven areas where a person is obligated to have bitachon, those things in this world that relate to this world. Clothing, food, dira, all the things that apply to this world, life and death, health. And as he said above, just as we explained that a person has a chiyuv to take care of his health, to take care of chayim hamavos, not to put yourself into a sakana, so too, we put them together. We have a chiyuv to go off the means in order that a person should attain health, food, clothing, dira, all the gashmistika things that a person needs, and midas tovus, whatever that is. Spot the odd one out. Okay. A person has a chiyuv to do that in the same way. If you don't, then you're in one of two possibilities. Either you're going to starve to death and you'll have to give a cheshbon for having murdered yourself, or you'll get it, but you'll have to pay for it from somewhere else. It'll come out of your schar or whatever. But that's very basically the skeleton of what we're dealing with. And then we said, just want to find it here. These things we call ishtadlis and tsoyim, whatever you want to call them, they don't do anything at all to attain what you're trying to attain. First, you need a kolish boch to be geyser, then you do them tsoyim, then you'll get it. But if Hashem wasn't geyser, you'd all the tsoyim in the world, you're not going to get it. Because nevertheless, you're obligated to go after these ishtadlis. Okay? Where those two places meet, a lot of different ways to understand it. But the bottom line is the ishtadlis is not what's causing the bracha, it's not what's causing the panosa, let's say. That's a gzeira from a kodesh boch, and Hashem's geyser something else. Ishtadlis is not going to do it. It's only going to happen via the ishtadlis if Hashem's geyser kach. Now, if you don't do them, according to him, you won't get it. Or you'll get it, but you'll pay for it somewhere else. Either way, that's not a good case scenario. But that's what we spoke about yesterday. He ended off yesterday also. Don't think even for a second that these goyrim, these causes, these third parties can help or damage in any way whatsoever. Drive that nonsense out of your head, he said. Okay. Now, on Shinnun Hay, Ve'im Ha'adam Masig Es Panos Al Yadayim Tsoi Shu Esek Bo. If a person gets his panosa from what he's dealing with, he bought a building, the price went up, he sold it, and he made the money that he thought he would make. Whatever the deal was. Lo nochon mitzidoi liptoach aleim tsoi atzmoi. It's not correct to trust the means. V'lismoyach bo. U'lishtadl lahachzik bo yoyso. U'larakez bo es machshavoyso. It's not correct for him to trust the means. To be happy with the means? Psh, property, that's my game. That's my game. Well, I did a good deal and now mamash happy because I did a good deal. And to make an effort to machazak this means to panosa or whatever it is more. And to put all these, concentrate all these thoughts into it. As if it's this. His shtadlis is making that provides him with his panosa. That's not a good thing to do. Because then your betochen in Hashem becomes weakened. And he also shouldn't think that this panosa, he work a bit harder, so he'll get a bit more than what Hashem decided he's going to get. And he also shouldn't be besameach on that which he sticks to this. I'm not sure exactly what he means. He sticks to this part and he makes an effort to try and get that particular job. He should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for providing him with a panosa after he did what he had to do. He did what he had to do. That's finished now. Now the panosa comes. You thank Hashem for giving the panosa. You can thank Hashem for giving you that means as well. Because I enjoy my work and I thank Hashem that he gave me a hishtadlus. No, I'm allowed to enjoy it. He said it himself. One of the things we'll see, no, that's in the results. We're not talking about the results. I enjoy buying and selling. And Hashem gave me an opportunity to buy and sell as Ishtadlis. So I enjoy my work and I'm good at it. He himself says that, how do you know, we'll see, how do you know what kind of work you should get? He said, look at who you are, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, do what you're good at, do what you enjoy. For sure. No one's commanding you to be miserable. Do what you enjoy, do what you're good at. Then you do that because you're making the chiyuv of Ishtadlis. And now the panosa comes. I'm not sameach in the Ishtadlis. Wow, Baruch Hashem, I've got such a good Ishtadlis. Otherwise, I wouldn't have panosa. Wow, thank you, Mr. Panosa, Mr. Ishtadlis, for the no. He thanks Hashem as a kolos atoyef Hashem that he's oisek in the Ishtadlis that he enjoys, that he's good at. Then he thanks Hashem that he gave him the panosa that he needed. Well, it's hard to say that. In the Chayv Salvam, it's a little bit hard to say that because the Chayv Salvam clearly makes it a Tnai. We'll see. We'll see. I'm learning Chayv Salvam now, so it's very hard not to bring the other Mahalchim in here. But it's pretty mashma. Let's say mashma. I don't want to go as far to say it's Mukhrach, but it's pretty mashma from the Chayv Salvam. Listen to the words. Eliyele debore al ashehim silois panosa achre sheyogalaman. He's making it a tnai. He's clearly told you the Ishtadlis doesn't do anything. But he's also told you that if you don't make the Ishtadlis, there's going to be a problem here. Either you'll get it and have to pay for it somewhere else, or you won't get it. That means there's some kind of a tnai. Again, the barriers you put onto the tank. You have the tank of water. The gzeir of Hashem is how much water will be in the tank. You have to put a tap in and open it. If you don't do that, Hashem will either give you the water some other way, and you'll have to give din v'cheshbon for that, or he won't give you the water and you'll starve to death. That's how he set up the picture. So I'm not clear. Again, I'm not saying this with the it's mashma, it's some kind of a tnai. I was in Osei Klum. No, it's some kind of a tnai. Well, exactly what the Gedorim are, I'm not sure yet.
Where's Acharon?
In the M, Eliyele de Boire, three lines from the bottom of that paragraph at the end of the line. Eliyele de Boire, Hashem tzilo es panosoi. Hashem made him his panosoi yesh miay. Achrei she yoga lamanoi. Means it's some kind of a. And thank also Hashem that you made toil and it wasn't for nothing. People work and work and work. That is panosa. If you worked and you get panosa, the work is not what made the panosa. But thank you Hashem that I see results from my labor. Which, yeah, excellent. You've got it. You're the only one sitting here now that understands what we just said. Good. Yeah, but he understood it enough to know that it hurts. You didn't even hurt. There's like some bilbul. No, no, no. We understand what he's saying. We see where the problem is.
Who is working in the field? You know, he works, but he's not sure that we'd be growing.
And even if it does, it had nothing to do with his work. Yeah. And if it doesn't grow, it also had nothing to do with his work. But if he works and it grows, say thank you for that as well. If it works, I'll go one step further. He's not saying this, but I'm going to say this based on other Makarios. If you work hard and it doesn't grow, you should thank you for that as well. Because they're gamtov. Because if it was good for you for the fruits to grow, they would have grown. And now that it doesn't grow, that's also what's good for you. He's been saying that all along.
Why would you ever take a client?
But the Torah is talking to you, one second, but the Torah is talking to a human being. And a human being who works the whole day and at the end of the day doesn't have panosa, zilkul kach na'im. And not everybody's a big Baal B'toch and will say, thank you, Hashem, that I don't have panosa today. The Torah is talking to people. So Chavizov is talking to a human being. You worked hard and you saw results. Not that the working hard caused the panosa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did you a chesed that he let you work and that you're getting panosa. So thank him for that as well. But you have to thank him. If you don't get panosa, he's going to say that also soon. And if you're not getting the panosa, doesn't mean you change your work. You cannot think that work because it's going to do with the work that you're getting your panosa. I warned you right at the beginning. The minute you start dealing with ishtadlus and panosa, the sugya becomes very, very hard practically. Philosophically, I can deal with this. Because in an infinite universe, an infinite God, he can do whatever he wants. Well, in the day-to-day existence, in the day-to-day halacha lemaisa, it's not so poshut. So don't allow the philosophy of all of this to get you into a knot. You know the klalim. I'll tell you where it gets hard as well. You have bechira, right? But you can start getting confused about whether you have bechira or not. So you start getting into all philosophical discussions, yadir and bechira, and you know you have bechira. So live with bechira. What about the philosophical discussions afterwards? You'll deal with that afterwards. You have to learn it. It's fair. It's a sugya. The same year. We know that your shad is normal, make panasa. You know that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you panasa. You have panasa, you don't have panasa, it's up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, what about all the Torahs and the philosophies and whatever, how your status affects your panasa? It's a bit sad because it's not helping your betoch. We're trying to mechazak our betochen. That's the purpose of this discussion. It's to mechazak our betochen. What mechazak your betochen used to mechazak your betochen. When all these philosophical discussions start getting in the way of understanding of mechazak your betochen, Tzarechiyam. Tosis is very happy to leave off a Tosis with the Tzarechiyam and he lo mivin, and then he carries on with laugh. We can't understand everything. We're dealing with an intricate mishalevin of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hanhogas with our hanhogas and our shit. We don't know. We don't understand. Lo mivinim. Even you have to do it with lo lishmo. So it's only lishmo. Oh, you want to do lishmo? That'll never happen. You have to find the Lord. The Rambam, the Gomara tells you the halacha. You have to find the Lord lishmo. La olam yomad ana shel lishmo. Shetach shel lishmo. Bo liv lishmo. We have to do a Lord lishmo. Nachon. But I'm saying you have to be careful not to allow the lack of understanding when you're dealing with an infinite boira to get in the way of your day to day existence and your building betochen. Because we have a chiyuv to build betochen. That's our job. So now you got to work. He's telling you, you got to work. You did your job. You're a good boy. The money came in. Thank Hashem. Thank Hashem that you had panosa. And that you didn't spend all day working. At the end of the day, you got to tell your wife, sorry, there's no food today, Rahman and Islam. That's also good. Because they got me a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, we're humans. The same way we say, Dina MS on something that's not good. And we say, Atova Maitiv on something that's good. What do you mean? They're all good. Hashem says, yeah, but you're human. Why are you sitting Shiva and crying? The person died. So that's good. Gewaldig. The best thing that could ever happen. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. Him says, you're human. It's a shiva. You get it? So on the one hand, you're trying to live like a malach and transcend your emotions. Hashem said, I want you to do that. I want you to be human. Human, the loss of woman, the loss of emuna. If we're allowed to say that. If Freiin Wachsman said it, Freiin Wachsman said it as also a little bit, yeah. No, woman is for sure emuna. Woman, a master craftsman, for sure, Imuna. She yonek is a woman, sukim like that. Then he put human into it as well. That's what a human is. A human is someone that's Imuna. You with it?
That was human.
No, human. I don't know where human comes from. I don't make groshes from gematria. He just said it tongue in cheek.
Question. Yeah. If we're not ever relying on the Shaliyah, can I use your terms? Because we spoke about the Shaliyah, fine. Client's going to pay. I'm going to get my pronouns for the client and pay. The client doesn't pay the end of the world. If that's also good, it's just as good. Why would I take the client to base it? I have a right to take the base it. I should make about the top.
Nachon, but the Torah says take it to base. Nachon, it's another kasha. Put that together with why do you daven and why do you make it? Shtadlus in the first place. So shtadlus, we know because the Torah says you have to make shtadlus. Why do you daven? Because you have a chiv to daven. Okay? You have to understand that as well. Why do you get a base team? Because the Torah says got a base team. God bumps his car into your car. So first of all, you say, thank you, Hashem. That's the best thing that could have happened. You don't get angry with him because it's not him. He didn't do anything. He could have sat here trying to drive his car into your car if it didn't want it happened. It wouldn't have happened. Yeah? There were stories. The gang of Galinsky said they're trying to shoot him in the gun jet. Yeah, God put a gun against him. Was it Rubyanka Galinsky? Put a gun against his head and pulled the trigger, and the bullet didn't work. It just didn't go off. He tried again, it didn't work. Then we can kill you, but Hashem doesn't want it to happen. It's not going to happen. Correct? Okay. And now, take him to Beis Din. Yesh Dini Adam, Yesh Dini Shemayim. Hashem says, I want my world running with Dini, with Mishpat. Again, you understand that? You understand that? No. Hashem understands we're human. If you can turn around and say, what this guy does, it looks for sure a lie. Hashem will send me the money to fix it. The same way he sent the guy to Bambu, never look for a lie. I love you. You're my best friend. Thank you for being the shliach of Hashem. If you're not holding their gesundheit, but if you get home and you're going to kvetch and say, 1 second, this guy bumped me, the money. And I don't know. Hashem has a gzeira for him that he has to go to take from Beit Din and he has to pay you. And Hashem's still buying it. We have a Torah. We live within the Torah. We don't have to be more chacham than the Torah. That's what I'm saying. Hashem wants him to mefanas you. He has to pay you, but he wants him to pay because the dying also needs a panos. It wastes nicht. You're trying to understand Hashem's computer. You can't. What we're trying to do here is take the basic principles and apply them to our lives where they're relevant in the real. It says in the pasuk, Yagia kapecha tichoich tichoichel ashrecha v'toiv loch. That's all the chavis of office. Kashan Dovin HaMelech. The work of your hands you will eat. When you eat from the work of your, the labor of your hands, I don't eat it from the work of my hands. We eat it from Hashem. The work is what I'm eating from. I'm working because I have a gift to work. I'm not sure to, I put on tefillin. That's how I'm eating. No, let me tell you in a locker where you see this. We have a chiv to pay a worker on the day. Time. Yeah, real solid. It's a love and an assay. You don't let her keep the guy waiting for his panos. Yeah. So the guy, you find up the plumber, and he tells you he's coming at 10 o'clock, and he'll be finished at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, he finishes, or before she at least, you have to pay it. Now, according to many Rishonim, if you paid him before he started, you're not over lo solid. You're not over, don't keep him waiting for his money, but you didn't. But not the kind of mitzvah of a Yom HaTitein Schorah. You're not making the mitzvah. That's why they say, Rabbi Berkowitz once said, it's better to go in a taxi than a bus. If you're not on a bus, you pay before. So you're not even saying it, but you don't get the mitzvah of the Yom HaTitein, according to this. You're going to taxi, you pay afterwards. So you get the mitzvah of it. Anybody ever pay a taxi, had his money in the Muslim Muslim, the kind mitzvahs. The Yom HaTitein, no, don't think about it even. So all that gold turns into dust. That's Kavanah. You understand that, Alofa? You give a guy the money before. You think you'd be ecstatic. Most guys don't even get paid afterwards today. Ask the plumbers. How many people owe their money? From righteous, holy people owe their money because they haven't paid them on the day. Yeah. But Yom HaTitein Schorah. But you give it before? You're not yet in the mix of the Yom HaTitein Schorah. Why not? You understand it? You have a Schorah? No, then you're not fired. You're only fired when he makes the demand for the money. If he says, pay me tomorrow, then you're off the hook. You don't get the mitzvah of Yom HaTitein Schorah, but you're not able to sell him. But we're talking about this now. Forget the plumber. Why is it when you pay him before, you don't get the mitzvah of Yom HaTitein Schorah? Let me ask you the difference. When the guy's working and you haven't paid him, what's he working for? Panosim. He's making shows for Panosim. When you've paid him, what's he working for? Well, to pay you off a debt. He owes you money now. The Torah doesn't want a person to work to pay off debt. The Torah wants a person to work to make a living because you feel better that way. You tell me, no, but it's got nothing to do with the work. It's all Hashem. The Seder Gomor. Not every plumber is a Baal B'Tochen and he's holding him that target. She wants you to feel nice. Is that for an insight? That's a reverse of its insight, if ever there was. There's a big difference when a guy's working for a panos or when he's working to pay off a debt. It's still different. Torah says, pay him afterwards. Again, not everybody holds up there. I'm just talking about those shitters that hold it. But it should make no difference. Should, yeah. We don't deal with shoulds. He understands these creatures. He wants him to feel good. He wants a guy to feel kosher when he's working. Not to be a bonded laborer. Because that's what it is. You're a slave, basically. You're a bonded laborer. She doesn't want bonded libraries. He wants to go make Nishtatus Upanos. If a guy needs an advance because he wants to buy materials or whatever, then Lord Bayam, pay the money before. If you're not going to be there, tell him after you finish phone, I'll tell you where the money is. Under the tree by the rock on the left hand side of the front door. Tell him after he did the work. And use taxis, not buses. When you have to work hard to afford it. Okay. Yeah. The hard soup is a water. I didn't promise you a picnic yet. I'm astounded and amazed. You gave somebody what Hashem was going to say that you're going to give it. Yeah? It's very complicated in the world of Bechira, but leave that aside for now. You gave somebody some money. Why did that guy get the money? Because Hashem was going to say he should get the money. So Hashem gave you the money and made you give him the money. And now you spend the rest of your life reminding him of how you helped him once. Is that Tovah Shazam Azel Mafakish Menahidis Lulav? And he wants you to say thank you. Could you imagine? He wants you to say thank you because you gave him something. Outrageous. Ra'id Yosan, imit pale almi, shemakabal es panos al yedei acher. Person gets his panosa via somebody else. I say, mochrach letet loisa. He's supposed to give it to you. When your boss pays you your salary, he's not doing a chesed. He's forced to do it. Like he's giving it from his. You bow down to him. You humbled in front of him like he's giving you from his money. But he doesn't humble himself in front of Hashem. He doesn't thank Hashem that, thank Hashem for getting the class for the man. Now, there's nothing wrong, we'll see, although it's not so poshut. The Chovas HaLevavos contradicts himself, well, apparently contradicts himself, where he's going to tell you that it's mamash also to even have a chorus of tov. And then in other places, he's going to tell you you have to have a chorus of tov. We'll see how we grapple with that also. It's not so poshut. But if the panosa never came from him, he's just a conduit. It's just a pipe. He's the pipe that the water's going to flow through. You don't thank him. The family, you don't thank the stars. You don't thank the sun because it's nice and warm today. You thank Hashem. There were people that made that mistake. There was the beginning, Bedor Enosh, the beginning of Avodah Zarah. They started thanking the intermediaries, the Sakona Gedola, to start recognizing and thanking the intermediaries. But such an thing called the Chorus of Tov in the world, if you don't have a Chorus of Tov to people, eventually you won't have a Chaylik in Olam Haba, because you won't have a Chorus of Tov to Hashem. And if you don't have a Chorus of Tov to Hashem, you can't go to Olam Haba of this. So what's going on here? It's a bit of a problem. So we'll see how you deal with it. But in the meantime, all he's saying is he's not saying don't have a Chorus of Tov to the people, but have a Chorus of Tov to Hashem first, because that's where it comes from. Understand the reality. What about, God forbid, he doesn't get the results that he wanted? It's panoso, health. He should think that maybe today's panoso, he already got yesterday and he spent it. Or maybe he had extra money yesterday. Yesterday he did a good deal and he got 2 days worth of salary. And today doesn't make a panoso. Thinks, there's something wrong with these studies. No, you got the money yesterday. You just thought you didn't know how to understand it properly, so you blew it. Maybe the panos will come somewhere else, or it'll come tomorrow, or you'll get a tax return, or who knows what's going to be. Sometimes the panos comes because bad things didn't happen. I seem to give you $500 today. Your fridge can die, and you have to buy a new fridge for $500. Or the fridge can just carry on working nice. So you didn't get $500, but you're exactly the same position as you were, and you got the $500. And it's got lots and lots of, your kids want braces. That's a lot of money. Or your kids didn't ask for braces. Hashem just sent you $2,000 present. But I'm not Yeah, but you're not out of pocket because your kids don't want that. I'm on cheshbon this poor. We think I made a panosa, I made a status, and the panosa didn't come. There's something wrong with the hishtadus. No, could be you got the panosa, you got it somewhere else. They look sure to the hishtadus. That's awesome. It's a derisa. But it's an issa derisa. That you might have to give cheshbon. Parking, I'm not sure about. Parking, always at that cheshbon. You got a chassan in Bnei Brak. 20 times a year, and you never get, there's never anywhere to park. There's nowhere to park. You always park in a no parking zone. Once you get a ticket for 250 shekels, so you work out 250 shekels divided by 20. So I pay 10 shekels every time I have to park. It's a good deal. I don't know, because I don't need parking in a no parking zone. It's a derisa. It's a kind of a fossil. You're not bugging anybody, whatever. Obviously, if you park in someone's driveway or whatever, or you park in a in one of these handicap spots or whatever, you're fossil, you're a Lola. About you just park whatever. It wasn't dangerous. You weren't blocking. You weren't coming. I don't know. But going through a red light, you're a posher trotzeya. That's like stealing. No, that's like stealing and saying, well, that's finished. There's many guys out there that are making a lot of money stealing and abusing and exploiting and of course the whole slave trade out there today. People are making a lot of money out of it. The whole drug trade. The whole sports industry, the whole entertainment industry, destroying people's brains and making a lot of money out of it. That's called valid stadlus. Oh, that's a push bochus cheshboinus. The stadlus we said earlier, one of the reasons you make the stadlus because Hashem wants to see if you're going to live your life off the shulchanaruch. So the stadlus you're making has to be off the shulchanaruch.
Why can't you be mad at God? It's fine. Don't just live at like 15. Like, obviously, that's a Christian, not him. If the guy
was a Muslim, he has to go do that. If a guy went through the red light, so for sure, he's a Rotsayah. We don't love Ratzichim. Oiv Hashem Sinu Ra. Somebody who loves Hashem hates evil. About it, that's evil. We're not talking about evil. It's about a guy, whatever. He was negligent, you know. He bumped into your car. I was negligent, whatever. Does driving drunk and he does what he does at once and kills people. For sure, you have to hate that. You have to hate people. That's evil. That's another story as well. In Achinami, you have to hate the miser while you love the person. Okay, that's not supposed. That's already okay. That's not our subject now. So after Rafa Kamoicho. No, being angry with Hashem is for sure valid. That's also valid. Rebecca told me he was a Rav in his early days. He was a Rav in a place somewhere of a kihilo of Holocaust survivors. Everybody that davened there was a Holocaust survivor. So in the community, there were those that davened and those that didn't daven. There were those that came out of the camps and still came to shul. And those that came out of the camps and were so angry, they didn't come to shul. Good one. So the one day the guys were davening, so one of the non-daveners walked in and started screaming at his friend. What are you davening for? You in the camps, you saw what we saw. You said, oh, davener, you still believe in God? What's the matter with you? The guy turned around to him and said, if I don't believe in God, who am I going to be angry with? If I didn't spend it to be angry at Hashem, you have to understand what that means. But Hashem understands that we're human. Sometimes a child gets angry with his father. The father, you take it personally. You understand? There's tantrums sometimes. Yeah? I'm not saying it's percentable. I'll say, correct. Reality, the way it is. Sometimes. So you're aiming your tantrum. I don't understand. Because always used to say that. Understand you're upset, but you're screaming at the wrong person. It's not your wife. Don't scream at a share. But he's the one that's here. They don't know, say, should I know? So don't say. All for your good. No, I'm not being ungrateful. I'm being human.